Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. The election is over and it's time to move on, but we must remain vigilant as to the lame duck Congress the rest of this year, especially if there is a change in the United States Senate. I am often reminded of the graveyard Harry Reid created in the United States Senate. There were at least 10 major bills passed by our House of Representatives by overwhelming majorities this last session, with many Democrats supporting them, and they were all buried by Senator Reid by just not bringing them up for a vote. So they all died. Well, Veterans Day is this coming Sunday, November 11th. These veterans are the ones who gave us our freedom and continue to keep us free and out of harm's way. It all started back in 1776. Catherine Burleson will be showing her sketches of the veterans who went on the honor flights to Washington, D.C., that will be at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts on Monday, November 12th. Some have already been released, and I think it will be a wonderful show. There will be patriotic music by the Eureka Symphony. Try and go to the show and see if you recognize some of those people. Our family moved from Los Angeles to Eureka in 1944 during the Second World War when I was just 7 years old. When the war ended, there were hundreds of silver dollars in small parachutes dropped from the sky over the Eureka Inn and adjacent streets and properties in celebration of the end of the war. Many of the older kids climbed onto the roof of the inn to retrieve those silver dollars, including my brother, who was about 11. It was quite a celebration. I will never forget it, even though it was 67 years ago. Because I'm not a veteran, I'm leaving you with a point to ponder. I think there are men and women who have served in our armed forces in whatever capacity should be honored every day, not just on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And remember, it was the SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden, not President Obama. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.